This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Congress is raising questions about Blackwater USA following news reports of shootings involving the security firm in Iraq. One of those incidents allegedly took place on Christmas Eve. A Blackwater employee is accused of killing a bodyguard for one of the Iraqi vice presidents. The employee was fired but never prosecuted. Now it turns out he's living quietly in Washington State. NPR's Martin Costi has been checking into this part of the story. He joins us now from Seattle. Martin, what do we know about this former Blackwater employee?
Well, his name is Andrew Moonen. He's in his late 20s. He's from Montana, and he's a former Army airborne paratrooper. He was in Iraq as a soldier in 03 and 04, but then he went back later as a private contractor with Blackwater, and that's when this incident happened.
And what exactly happened back on Christmas Eve?
Well, it's sketchy because all we really have to go on here are some heavily redacted emails between government employees in Baghdad, possibly some Blackwater emails in there. These come from the congressional committee that was looking into Blackwater earlier this week. What we can piece together is that Moonen was in the green zone in Baghdad on Christmas Eve. Apparently he was drinking, and somehow he ended up shooting and killing a bodyguard to one of the two vice presidents there. In these emails, we can see that State Department employees were clearly very worried. One of the emails refers to the situation as our ongoing crisis, and there was some discussion as to how much to pay the victim's family, in part to try to make sure that Blackwater didn't get kicked out of the country as a result of this situation.
Well, Blackwater obviously didn't get kicked out of the country, but Moonen did leave. What happened to him?
Well, he was fired, and the emails say that investigators for the State Department and the Army did interview him, but it's not clear if they actually launched any kind of an investigation. Blackwater docked his pay as they fired him, and the biggest single fine he had to pay to Blackwater was nearly $15,000 for what the company calls an alcohol-related incident.
So he was sent back to the U.S. free and clear?
Well, all we can really say right now is that in the 9 months since he's been back, he has not been prosecuted, but he's also had a lawyer for that entire time. The case was handed to the Seattle U.S. Attorney's Office, and a spokeswoman there says she can't confirm or deny that there's any kind of investigation, just policy there. The fact that Moonen has a lawyer, though, a man named Stuart Riley, indicates that, if nothing else, he's in some sort of defensive mode here. I talked to his lawyer, Stuart Riley, last night, and he said that Moonen has cooperated with authorities, but he wouldn't specify whether that meant with authorities in Iraq or here in the U.S. And Riley also says that he's very worried that there are aspects of this case that are not known, which are mitigating factors possibly, and he's worried that his client's just going to end up being tried in the press.
And as for Andrew J. Moonen, what is he doing now?
Well, Moonen now is living in the southern part of Seattle in sort of a blue-collar neighborhood near the Boeing field here. He seems to be working on a house that he owns, remodeling it, but he's very hard to get to. He has an unlisted number. You can't find a number for him. His lawyer doesn't want anyone to talk to him. And when I went down there in person last night to talk to him, I encountered this 10-foot fence he has around his property. It's the only fence of its kind in the neighborhood. The gate is chained. It's very hard to even get to a door to knock on to ask him some questions. So he's not an easy guy to find.
Thank you, Martin.
You're welcome.
That was NPR's Martin Costi speaking to us from Seattle.